The makers of Huskies present a half hour of hilarity starring Joe Penner, with Roy Apple, Bill's girlfriend Susabella, our 11-year-old singer of songs Tommy Lane, the Husky Song Squad, and Ben Pollock Orchestra. Huskies are the sparkling new year-round whole wheat cereal with a flavor you'll go for like bees go for honey. Every bowlful packs an amazing amount of extra nourishment. Yes, sir, Huskies have what it takes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, every Thursday when you hear this music, it means we're off to the campus of Husky State College. Since Bill Penner enrolled as a student at the college, he's acquired a roommate, Lester Gloomsticker. The two have agreed on a shared room plan. It's early morning as we look in upon that sleeping beauty, Joe Penner!
Come on, Joe. Wake up. Wake up, Joe.
Good morning, Gloomy. Did you have a good night's sleep?
Did I? Well, that bed was so soft, I slept like a top. And how about you, pal? How was it on the floor?
Very well, but the carpet had a nice nap.
Come on, Joe, get dressed, will you? You've got an important engagement today.
Engagement? What engagement?
Now, don't tell me you've forgotten already.
What?
Last night you promised us sugar water, you joined the Glee Club. Hmm? You told her you were one of the world's greatest baritones.
I told her that? I knew I shouldn't have taken that third root beer.
Come on, Joe, get going. You'll be late for rehearsal.
But say, I can't join the Glee Club. I can't sing.
What kind of a jellyfish are you? You can't sing. Why, anybody can sing. Why, even a little bird can sing. Come here. Stick your head out the look window here and look down at those birds in the back fence.
Okay. When did they wash these windows?
You see that little sparrow down there?
Yeah.
Look at him throw out his chest. He's singing a sweet love song to his mate. Uh-huh. Listen.
I love you.
Listen. It's amazing.
But like I say, I don't want to sing. I came here for a college career.
Now you talk like an idiot. Can you name a better career than singing?
Yeah.
Look at Kenny Baker. Look at Nelson Eddy. Why, with just a little training, you might break into pictures with a voice double.
Well, what's a voice double?
I'll make it perfectly clear. Okay. Suppose they're making a picture with Errol Flynn and Olivia Havilland.
Yes, sir.
Flynn is supposed to sing to Mr. Havilland.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes in with a taste of laryngitis.
A whole taste? Don't party.
No. I mean, he's so apart. He can't sing. That's where the voice cover comes in. You stand off stage where they can't see you and sing for Flynn.
Well, they can't see me. You mean I'm not in the picture? It's not for me.
But they hear your voice. You see, you've got to build up your reputation.
Oh, I got to build up my reputation.
I can see the scene now. Errol Flynn is supposed to be singing to Olivia Havilland as they ride horseback through the park. But it's your voice that's heard as they canter along.
I love to stand each Monday with kids. That's perfect.
What are you doing?
I'm cantering too.
Go away, please, be serious. Okay. I'm trying to help you. You've got to build up your reputation.
Yeah, I got to build up my reputation. Yes, sir.
There's a happy tale right along. Mr. Havilland is fascinated by Flynn's voice.
You mean my voice?
But she thinks it's serious.
I'll write her a letter.
Look at Flynn. The moon is shining down as they ride along. Suddenly, Flynn sees a romantic spot. An old tree trunk covered with moss and rambling roses.
Mm.
Gently, he lifts Mr. Havilland from a horse and places her on the trunk. Then he stands there singing at her feet.
Oh, my first lady with a
will you cut it out? You've got to build up your reputation.
Okay.
As the voice is heard singing a thrilling song, she slides down from the tree into Flynn's arms.
Oh, a slippery elm tree, eh?
Your voice seems to be pleading as they stand there in close embrace.
What a voice.
Finally, Flynn leans down and kisses her.
Yes.
What a scene.
And wait a minute. Why can't I kiss it?
Now, you're the voice double. Errol Flynn does the kissing.
Yeah, but it was my voice that wanted. I want to kiss it.
And just why do you insist on kissing her?
Well, I got to build up my reputation.
Professor Ben Pollock addresses the economics class on foreign finance. His title, Sing a Song of Sixpence. All right, Professor.
¶¶ about this place, about this fellow guy. Well, and when he died first, the place he was on. When the fallen old man, the place he came to see. More than that, I love him, you just before me.
Oh, I want you.
Sing it with a swing.
Yes, yes,
sing it with a swing.
Swing the rhythm, swing the rhythm, swing the rhythm, my arms swing. Swing.
Good morning. Good morning, boys and girls. Tommy Lane, stop throwing spitballs. Susabella, sit down, class, come to order. Now, let's talk about our favorite topic. Susabella, what do you know about Huskies?
There's a brand new cereal made of wheat named Huskies, and they can't be beat.
That's right, Susabella. Now, can any boy go on with Tommy?
Yes, sir. Huskies flavor sure is great. On that, I can't elaborate.
I agree with that, Tommy. Now, boys and girls, you just listen to what I have to say. Tempting taste that Huskies brings also offers other things. Food essentials of whole wheat. A breakfast food that's sure a treat.
You're right too, Professor Crosby.
Thank you, Tommy. Remember now, Huskies are the sensational new cereal that is sweeping the country. Yes, these delicious golden brown flakes of toasted whole wheat with their new and different flavor have made friends with millions who've tried them. And don't forget, Huskies not only taste well, but they're good for you, too, because they contain minerals, proteins, and those precious vitamins A, B, E, and G. Yes, they're just the breakfast food every active boy and girl goes for. Now, class, if you could talk to every boy and girl in America, what would you tell them?
That's your day, the Huskies way.
College. I'll connect you to the dean's office. Just a moment. Have you stayed one moment, please?
Ah, good morning, Emily. I have an appointment with Miss Gibblewater. She wants me to sing her a teacup.
Why?
Well, because she thinks I can sing.
Why, Daddy?
Well, look, listen, baby. Just I want to see Miss Gibblewater.
You'll have to fill out an application. Second door to the left.
Oh, second door to the left. Okay. How do you do? I like to fill out.
If you want to fill out, go to the gymnasium, third floor.
I want to fill out an application for the Glee Club. You see, Miss
Gibby, appointment secretary, first door to the right.
Yeah, but I do.
You're welcome.
Well, you didn't give me a chance.
Have you a quarter?
Yeah, here's a quarter.
And here's your chance. See you at the raffle in the old hall tonight.
What about my application?
Oh, you'll have to fill out a form. Let's go to your right.
Young lady, do you have a form?
Do I look like a hot rat?
I don't care what you look like. I'm here to join a Greek club.
You'll have to see the student manager.
Where's his office?
You might try that door right ahead of you there.
You mean the one that says student manager?
Yeah. That may be it.
Well, it's a long chance, but I'll try it. Well, well, well. Come right in, young man. Pull up a chair. Pull up two chairs. They're small. Thanks. Have a cigar. Have two cigars. They're terrible. My name is Joe Perrin. I came here to speak to you about Pablo.
Yes,
yes, yes. What is it?
This is Professor Krakowski. I'm giving a concert tonight, and I'll pay $500 for a singer.
I'll send him on my sofa. Goodbye. I'm sorry for the interruption, young man. Yes. That was Professor Krakowski. He wants to pay $500 for a singer.
Oh, boy, that's just what I came in for. I'm a singer.
What a coincidence.
Yes.
You may be just the man.
Yes.
Tell me about yourself. How long have you been singing?
Well, for the past 20 years, I've been...
Pardon me, sir, but the radio station wants to know if we have a waterproof tenor.
Mm-hmm. A waterproof tenor? What in the world is a waterproof tenor?
That's one you can't drown out.
Tell him to send one right over.
Yes.
I'm sorry, young man. Now, please continue.
Yes. Well, for the past 20 years, you see, I've been asking. Here's a note from the dean.
I'll take it.
Any answer?
Yes.
What is it?
No.
People.
I'm sorry, young man. Now, where were we?
Well, I've been seeing for 20 years.
You must be tired. Now, starting at the beginning, we've had so many interruptions.
Look, I came up here to join the glee club. But since Professor Crack Bottomsy wants to sing of a fire on ours, I'll take it.
Now, wait a minute. What makes you think you can sing?
Why, anybody can sing. Even the little birds can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, stick your head out and look at the little birds down there in the back tent.
Okay.
Ow! They must have washed the windows in here, too.
Young man, you just said anybody can sing.
Yes.
I believe you're right.
Yes.
That $500 is worth going after. Grab your hat.
Oh, boy, where should I go?
You can go home. I'll take the job myself.
What's the trouble?
Oh, that student manager just shipped me out of a singing job where I had a chance to make some money.
Money?
Yeah.
Why, Mr. Penner, don't tell me you're going to sell your voice.
Huh?
If you want to join my glee club,
what?
You must sing all over off stage.
Oh. Just a minute.
You see, I could do that for money.
Not for my money. Oh, I said to him, I'll say not, honey.
Oh, Joey, dear, I can hardly wait to hear you sing. We'll do the duet from Carmen, the trio from Faust, the quartet from Rigoletto.
And the quintuplets from Canada.
The quintuplets from Canada? Oh, was that a serenade by Debussy?
No, that was a lullaby by Defoe.
Mm. I want our singing teacher to test your voice.
Yes.
Are you a first tenor, second tenor, baritone, or bass?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, man.
Well, no matter what your voice is, I know I'll love it.
Mm.
After all, I have a personal interest in you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're the most handsome man in the world.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I say you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I say you are.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Oh, Joey, dear, you and I together shall rise to dizzy heights.
One of us is dizzy already.
Oh, I want a man who is like Putty, a man I can mold.
Well, I may not be Putty, but I am kind of moldy.
Come into my arms.
No.
Oh, come into my arms. No. My Adonis, my Brutus, my Apollo, my Romeo, my God. I want to hold
you. No, you don't want to hold me. You want to hold a convention. Let me out.
Time for a song from our 11-year-old minstrel lad, Tommy Lane. Someday, I suppose, he'll go up and sing bass. But right now, his voice has all the youth and charm in the world. Meet Little Tommy Lane. Hey, what have you got there, Tommy? What kind of a ring is that?
Don't you recognize the picture on it?
Oh, sure. It's Joe Fenner. Hat and all.
Look. There's a game in the ring.
That's right.
You're supposed to get the little balls into those holes.
Say, that's clever, Tommy. You never know what Penner's got under his hat, do you?
I know it's a lot of fun playing with it.
You don't mean you'd rather play with it and sing?
Well, I like to sing, too.
That's better. What'll it be, Tommy?
It's a new song, Mr. Crosby. About a man I guess most everyone knows. He drives along all day in his horse and wagon. And look at his song.
Toodle-lama-lama, 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 Tittle, tattle, Any umbrella to be seated.
This isn't that kind of a blowout.
How soon does the rehearsal start, sir?
Oh, we're getting ready now. Lulu, 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 Lulu.
Joey, what are you doing that for?
Listening up.
Sounds like you're falling apart.
I see I'm a little hoarse. Dorothy, will you go out and get something for my throat?
What kind of a knife do you want, sir?
Now, listen, if you two came in here to heckle me, you can both leave. I got a lot of things to do.
Hey, there you are, Joey, darling. Oh. Are the other boys here?
Yes, sir. We've been waiting for you, Miss Higginwater.
Oh, now I see why you wanted to join the group club. Miss Higginwater's mixed up in this. Who's the fly in the ornament?
Be careful your language, kid. You missed everyone inside the glee club.
Yes. And for your information, young lady, I have taken Joey under my wing. There's no room for him under your nose.
Yes, Joey.
Well, making fun of my nose, you little country bumpkin. Why don't you let me the cow?
What time do you want for dinner?
Girls, girls. Wait a minute. You shouldn't act like that. Men don't act that way.
Now, listen, I wouldn't put it out if I were you, sir.
Dorothy, you ask for your advice. Keep your nose out of this.
Why, you little tip freak, you deserve a good thrashing.
Why, Dorothy, you're my butler. Would you dare to slap me?
Master Joseph, I love you so much, if I try to do you any good, I'd bust you right in the puss.
Here, my children. What's all this angry yelling in the room?
You're smelling in the room.
That is... yelling in the room.
Well, I'm glad you got here, dear. We need somebody who can talk sense.
Well, of course, I can walk the fence. Talk the dance. My talk is dense. I'm trying to say I'm as dense as the next fellow.
I think you're in a class by yourself.
Oh, Dean, dear. All the rehearsal is being spoiled by Susie and Godfrey.
What? Mm-hmm. Who left their boiled shoes on the hall tree? Who spoiled the stew in the pantry? Anybody would think I had a screw loose in my belfry.
Anybody would be right.
Listen, Dean, the kid who got his son to steal Joey. She's one of those vampire girls.
Uh-huh. Miss Wigglewarmer, to think. To think that you would be a vampire squirrel. a campfire girl. I mean, how long have you been a campfire girl?
Well, she is a campfire girl. She's just a good scout.
I thought the old unit for scouts was 45.
Stop and scouting, Miss Wigglewarmer.
Oh, so that's the way you feel, Joey. And I thought I could count on you.
Oh, that's how you get the gong. That's how you get him wrong. Remember, never count your chickens with your head on.
No.
No, what he's trying to say is never lay all your eggs in the green and yellow basket.
Good evening, Dean.
Good evening,
Dean. Oh, it's a Come here, Professor, and meet Mr. Penner, a newcomer to our Greek club.
How do you do? I'm glad to know you, Mr. Penner.
Yes.
I am Professor Rudolf Scudebrand. The words are the non-reptiles of reptiles, and the ranger of rippling rhythms from the far reaches of Riverside to the ramparts of Rochester.
Professor, did you leave your motor running?
Definitely not.
They must be digging up the streets again.
Hey, come on now, come on now. Let's get on to business.
Yes.
Miss Gigalora, you take your place at the piano and you test Mr. Penner's voice.
Very well, Professor.
Now, young man, do you know Madame Butterfly?
Do I know Madame Butterfly? She wants to know
about Butterfly. Well, well, do you know?
I know, and she was a caterpillar.
No, we'll find out. Miss Gigalora, pound your egg.
Here you are.
All right, Penner. Hit it!
Hit what?
Hit A! Hit A what? Not hit A what? Hit A without the what? Without what what? Oh, for goodness sake! The A what I want is without the what? Just give me an A and that's that! That's what! Oh, he makes me so mad! Take it, Laura! Hit an A to this dummy!
Everybody, let's go home.
Penner, come here. Who ever told you that you could sing?
Why, anybody can sing. Even little birds can sing. Come here, stick your head out. Look at the little birds down there in the back fence.
Okay.
Birds have broken three windows today.
Take your place with the tenor. He will try you out in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you ready, boy?
All right,
now we take the second movement from Il Trovador in A minor.
Yes.
Mr. Tenor will take the repeat in C major.
Yes.
The alto, phenomenon, I'm trying. Mr. Penner, the music plays on the white note and plays on the black note. But you sing in the crack.
You may not have said, will you please
sing? All right, boys, take it once more. Mr. Penner, don't forget, it's C major. I go, see it.
La, 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 la.
La, la. Give me a tone like this. You see? You make your tone round like an apple. Try it.
Okay.
You're still sour.
Well, that was a green apple.
Once more. Come on now. Let's try it again. Hello. Ready?
Higher.
No! That's it! Now you got it!
Well, at last I got the C major.
That's right! That's the C major bow! Get out of here!
Joe Penner's song tonight is sort of a surprise party. When did you hear it? You know, most women are mighty thrilled when they discover something new about a food for their family. But there are thousands who've made just such a discovery about Huskies, the new year-round cereal. You see, scientists say that Huskies, since they're made from whole wheat, pack as much nourishment and food energy as any cereal, hot or cold, made from the same nutritious grains. But that's not all, for here's a cereal that tastes so good that children really love it. Yes, you kids listening will really go for Huskies. For these crisp, tempting flakes of toasted whole wheat have a deliciously different flavor that everyone loves. And Mother will be happy when you eat Huskies, for they have plenty of food value, too. Huskies supply minerals, proteins, and those important vitamins A, B, E, and G. And Mother's You're going to be mighty pleased when I tell you that Huskies are ready to serve at any time. No fuss, no bother, no cooking. For tomorrow, serve your family Huskies, the new year-round cereal. They'll enjoy the Christmas, the delicious, different flavor. And you'll be glad to serve Huskies, because you know they contain the important food essentials of whole wheat. Tomorrow, get a package of Huskies, spelled H-U-S-K-I-E-S. Look for the big yellow and blue package. It's the biggest value in whole wheat flakes your grocer can give you. Remember, all year round, Huskies have what it takes.
Metropolis, like New York, no, I ain't all over. I don't know what my metropolis. You're not about enough at all. Oh, you mean my baseball dog? Why do you call him a baseball dog? Yeah, because he wears a mask, catches flies, chases fouls, and beats his home when he sees the catcher coming.
I'm from the city.
You're from the city.
A great big city.
A great big city.
I'm from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame in Indiana?
No, I'll never let you date another Dame. Joe, this morning I saw them putting up a big sign on a department store.
You did? What did the sign say?
Ladies ready to wear clothes.
Well, it's about time.
I'm from the city.
You're from the city.
A great big city.
A great big city.
I'm from Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, I am.
No, Cedar Rapids, hopping in the...
Hey, Professor.
Yes, sir?
What was the name of the former ruler of...
Oh,
the Tsar. And the Tsar's wife?
Oh, the Tsarina.
And what were the Tsar's children called?
Tsar Bean.
You ought to be saved for that.
I'm from the city.
You're from the city.
A great big city.
A great big city.
I'm from Piccadilly.
Piccadilly in London?
No, some people like to pick the fruit pickle, but I always pick a billy.
Do you know anything about astronomy?
Oh, sure.
Well, tell me, what is a comet?
A comet is a star with a tail.
That's right. Now, can you name a star with a tail?
Sure, Mickey Mouse.
Now you're getting busy.
Oh, great.
I'm from Weymouth.
You mean Weymouth, Massachusetts?
No, our time is up, and we must say good night.
Hey, hey, that's an odd looking ring you have there on your finger, Master Joseph.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a new idea I thought by my own head.
Why, your picture's on the top of the ring.
Sure, Doctor. And see those two little holes there?
Yes.
And you see those two little pellets?
Yes.
Well, the idea is to get the three little pellets into the three holes. Watch this. See?
Hey, that's a great idea. Let me try it.
Oh, no, not with my ring. I'm not going to take it off my finger, but here's the ring just like it. You can have it with my compliments.
Gee, thanks. I'm going to get right at it.
Well, let me know how you come out. See you later, guys.
So long, Master Joseph.
Join Joe Fenner and the gang at the same time next Thursday. You'll hear nonsense from Roy Atwell as the Dean, Dave Seabrook as Susabella, Dick Ryan as Godfrey, Margaret Brayton, Ed McDonald, Mel Blanc, Bill Forte, and the others. And music from 11-year-old Tommy Lane, the Husky Song Squad, and Ben Pollock Orchestra. They'll all be back to root for Huskies, spelled H-U-S-K-I-E-S, the biggest value in whole wheat flakes your grocer can give you. But now, a word from Joe Fenner himself.
I eat Huskies. Why don't you?
Joseph, I got it, I got it. I solved the puzzle of the ring you gave me.
See? You solved it. It's amazing. Good night, Cass. Good night, Alan. Good night, everybody.